Zvachim Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel, more elaborating on the halachos about bringing a carbon, either shechting it or offering it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chomer bashkito mi ba'aliyah. There is a greater chumrah when it comes to shechting a carbon outside the Azara than to offering carbonos outside the Azara. Uva aliyah mi bashkita, but there are other chumras that are stronger for offering a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash than for shechting it. What's the first case? Chomer bashchita. There is a chumra when it comes to shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'ashochet lahed yod chayev. Because a person who is shechting a carbon outside for a common ordinary person, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for a person, is chayev kares on purpose, and a chatas for doing it by accident. Whereas va'amala lahed yod putter. Somebody who offers a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash for a common person, in other words, he's honoring him, then he is not chayev for kares or achatas. So when somebody shechts a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, whether he's shechting a carbon on somebody else's behalf or he's shechting something that's being offered, for example, as an ola to Hashem, he's equally chayev. But somebody who brings a carbon as some kind of 21-gun salute honor for another person, that you're not chayev for doing outside the Beis HaMikdash, because the only thing that you're chayev for is offering to Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash. Avodah Zarah is an entirely different issue. This is not worshiping the person. He's trying to honor him by bringing a carbon in his honor, but never says that this carbon is to God. It's a strange concept, and not one that comes up an awful lot in halachic purview. Chomer ba'aliyah. Now, the chomer of shechita is that if you shecht on somebody else's behalf, you're chayev outside. What about if you do some kind of offering of a carbon outside? Shnayim she'achazu b'sakin. If two people are holding a knife, and v'shochatu together in one act, they both shecht the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, Pturim, they're potter. It has to be a solo shechita in order for somebody to be chayev outside the Beis HaMikdash. But achazu be'ever v'he'eluhu, if two people grabbed one limb of a carbon and together, one, two, three, tossed it up on some sort of private bama outside the Beis HaMikdash, then chayovim. Then they're chayev for a chatas for unwittingly doing this outside the Beis HaMikdash. So when it comes to shechita, it's only a one-person chiyuv. When it comes to aliyah, it could be two people equally chayev in doing this outside the Beis HaMikdash. They also get this from various psukim about dam should be pointed at ish, at one man. When it comes to ish, one man, sometimes when it says ish, ish, two men, that pasuk refers to offering, and ish alone, one man, offers is responsible for shechita. What if if somebody unwittingly, by mistake, b'shogeg, offers up a piece of a sacrificial carbon, realizes that he shouldn't have done that, so he does it, and then he realizes, oh no, and then he forgets, and then he offers another piece of the same animal, and then realizes, oh no, what did I do? And then he offered up a third piece. Chayav al kol aliyah va'aliyah divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even though each time he's putting up parts of the same animal, he's chayiv because each time was a separate instance of forgetfulness. Since he realized in between each aliyah that he was doing something wrong, each one is a separate act. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. Rabbi Yossi says, he's only chayiv one carbon chatas for all these acts that are all part of the same animal, and the Gemara gets into detail about it, because it says, Lahakrib oso it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does oso mean he's chayev for the entire animal, so pieces of it are considered part of the same action, or does oso mean each limb independently? So that's part of the reason behind Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi having an argument. On the other hand, ve'eno chayev achiyale l'rosh hamizbeach. Rabbi Yossi also says that somebody who offers a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash is not chayev unless he builds a mizbeach outside and offers the carbon on top of that mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi says you have to build an actual mizbeach to be chayev for bringing a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Shimon omer afilu helo al hasela, o al even chayev. Rabbi Shimon says even if you offered it up on a rock or a stone, he'd be chayev, because we learn in Shoftim, for example, that Manoach, the father of Shimshon, took a goat and a Korban Mincha and offered them up on a rock to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implying that it counts as a Korban even if it's done on a rock. Mishnah Dalet, Echad Kodshim Ksherim VeEchad Kodshim Psulim. Whether we are talking about a valid Korban, a Kosher Korban, or a Pasul Korban, if Shehaya Psulan BaKodesh, if they were Pasuled, if they were rendered an invalid Korban while inside the Azara, these are, as we said back in Perek Tes, parts of a Korban which once they are put on top of the Mizbeach would not be taken down. So if you have either a kosher or a pasul korban that was rendered pasul in the azara, v'ikrivan b'chutz, but then instead of bringing them up on the regular mizbeach where they would have been left, he then offers them up outside the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's chayiv kares on purpose or a korban chatas if he did it by mistake. When one has something that became pasul bifnim inside the Beis HaMikdash and takes it outside, then he's got a problem, and he's chayev for the idea of offering them up outside. Hamale kizayis min ha'ola min ha'irurim b'chutz. If somebody offers up one kizayis, an olive's bulk of a carbon ola, or from the fats, which have to be burned inside the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, and he does them outside, and the Gemara explains that this is half a kizayis of an ola and half a kizayis of a murim, he's chayev because since the whole Ola and the Emurim are supposed to be offered and consumed on the Mizbeach, so they combine to make one Kizayis, and so he's Chayiv for doing that outside. HaKometz, on the other hand, if he took the Kometz, the handful of a Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen offering it takes out, the Halavona and the frankincense that came from a Minchas Nedava, and the HaKetores, or the ketores, the incense, which is brought every day, they give a half a mana, a pras in the morning and a pras in the afternoon, or minchas kohanim, the korban mincha of kohanim, where they don't take any komets, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, or minchas kohen ha-mashiach, or the korban mincha of the kohen gadol, who brings a daily korban mincha of chavitin every single day, and or minchas nesachim, the meal offering, the mincha that goes with the drink offerings, the yayin or the mayim that are brought with the carbon, any of these situations, shehikriv me'echod mehen kezayis b'chutz, if he was makriv a kezayis of any one of these outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv, then he is going to be chayiv for that. All of these things, the a kezayis of this, are supposed to be offered up completely inside the Beis HaMikdash. But if he brings one kezayis of it outside, then he'd be chayev. So we saw that also with the combined kezayis of the ola at the beginning of the Mishnah, that even though it's all burnt inside, once he brings it outside, then he's got a problem. Rabbi Elazar poter achiyakrib es kulo. Rabbi Elazar says that a person who offers these things up outside is potter unless he offers the entire komets, frankincense, incense, minchas kohen gadol, all of the rest inside. So he can't take just a kezayis of one of these things. He has to take the entire quantity that was going to be nikrav in the Beis HaMikdash and take it outside and offer it outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'chulan shehekrivon bifnim, v'shir behen kezayis v'krivon b'chutz, chayiv. And even he agrees that if somebody offered the kometz inside the Beis HaMikdash but left the kezayis over and he never finished it, or he offered the minchas kohen gadol inside but left over a kezayis and then takes the kezayis outside the Beis HaMikdash and offers that last remnant up, then that kezayis completes the burning of the entire quantity. And as such, he's immediately chayev, as if he had done the whole thing, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who had said he was potter till he does the whole thing. The kezayis that's left over is the whole thing. That's all that's left. So he's chayev for that. V'kulam shechasru kol shehein v'ikrivan b'chutz, potter. And if in any of these cases, they became incomplete, they were missing even a little bit, before the burning on the Mizbeach, some of the kezayis was lost or burnt, which makes the whole thing puzzle, which makes the whole thing invalid. And then the man who takes it outside offers this whole minus 1/8 or whatever and offers that on a Mizbeach outside, then he's potter. Because by taking something that could no longer be burned in the Beis HaMikdash and burning it outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no offense that he committed, and so he's going to be potter.